أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله العظيم. As we were discussing yesterday, that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us very greatly amongst so many other ni'mats of His, particularly at this time, one is this month, or the glorious, auspicious month of Ramadan. And we tried and explained a little bit, and inshallah, in the hadith, we will be hearing what a great month this is. But it is important for us to take it to heart and realize deeply, not just pass through this month and we did not realize what a great month it is. And also another very great ni'mat of Allah coupled with that, particular for the month of Ramadan, is the Quran Sharif. It is a ni'mat for all time, but for it is a particular ni'mat in the month of Ramadan. And as we were discussing the ayat of the Quran Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةً. A maw'idha has come to you, a waaz, a guidance for you. And guidance, a waaz, is so important. Whatever a person wants to do, a person can well understand it if he's lost somewhere and somebody shows him the way and guides him. How he will appreciate that. You are looking for some office, you were in the building, a certain person, and your time was getting up, and you didn't know where he is, which way must you go, and somebody comes and not only directs you but takes you there, how much won't you appreciate it? Like this, wherever the Quran Sharif, in this world of ours, which is a world of darkness, a world of evil, a world of all evil temptations, all that, the Quran Sharif, if we can realize it, is our kitab that guides us towards righteousness. And in there, from the very beginning, the stage, that the Quran Sharif is that kitab that has saved us from kufr, that saves us from shirk. And if a person, just the mere believing in the Quran, it saves us from kufr, from shirk. And when a person understands the Quran Sharif, then he will understand so much more that what the other finer points of kufr and shirk are, and he can save himself from all those things. That is the very basic. And then of course it takes us towards all the other things, towards complete perfect aqaid. The Quran Sharif will direct us towards our ibadat. And then if we really apply ourselves, then our muamalat also, which are very, very important, that how our business dealings must be. The Quran Sharif in detail explains that. Today, very sadly, in many homes, because our muamalat are not correct, there are such terrible fights between husband and wife, between parents and children, in the family members, whether it is a matter of inheritance, or whether the husband doesn't pay the mehr, the dowry, or he takes a loan from his wife and he never thinks of paying her back, or he makes her take a loan from her father and then he never thinks of paying it back again. All these things, there are so many things. The Quran Sharif teaches us all directions in all these things also. Our muamalat, and then our muasharat also. The Quran Sharif teaches us so much detail that in the house, when are the children allowed to come in the parents' room without knocking, and when are they not allowed? They must first knock and come. All these fine details are given in the Quran Sharif also, which will make a life just wonderful. So it is hidayat, it is maw'idat, it is a guidance for us. And then in our mu'asharat, one important part is adab, etiquette. That also is so important. The Quran teaches us that we should not park in somebody's driveway, for example. When we knock at somebody's door, how we should knock. If we don't get a reply, what it should be. All the fine details are also given. And then the explanation of it is given in the Hadith Sharif, the more detail. And then Allah reward the ulama on one small subject, how much they have written. for our guidance. And then even more details are given of Deen. So this is what the Quran Sharif. And it has come to us from Mirrabbikum, He who is your Rabb. And what is this Quran Sharif? Like any person, if he manufactures something, any gadget, electronic device, then he will give directions for how, that will be with the box, the directions of how to use it. And those directions are very important, and the more greater that the machine is, the bigger it is, then they will send an engineer especially to come here and teach you the details and to train the people who are going to use that big machinery. They will teach that if there is a fault, and even a small little gadget, at the end it's got a troubleshooting list, that if you have this problem, do this. If you have that problem, do that. And these engineers will come and teach that. The greatest machinery is man himself, who has made thousands of other machineries. So how could it be that there are no directions for this man? So, and if you use any machinery and you don't follow the directions, and almost everywhere it is written that you must first read the instructions. And it is also written, if you don't read the instructions, the warranty, the guarantee is invalid. You must read the instructions and follow them, then that guarantee is there. So Allah Ta'ala, for this man, Allah also has sent the instructions. And if you don't read these instructions, then that guarantee of Jannah is invalid. If we don't read those instructions and don't follow those instructions, then Allah out of His fazl gives it, but the warranty is does not stand then. We have to read those instructions. So the Quran Sharif is that instruction book of how this insan must be used. Right from the beginning, Allah Ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. These are those instructions, that kitab, in which there are no doubts whatsoever. And there is no doubt that it is from the Maker, from Allah Ta'ala. For who is it? هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is an instruction book, not for everyone. Other people won't pay. It is for everyone. But in one sense, it is really for those who will pay attention to it. For the muttaqeen, those people who want to live within the limits of the laws of Allah Ta'ala, for them this Quran Sharif will be a book of guidance. It will be hidayat through and through for them. For those people, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. For those people who want to have the success, complete success, this Quran Sharif. So we have to follow this Quran Sharif. So it is the instruction book of how we should live our lives. And because this insan is the biggest machine, the most sophisticated machine, who makes all the other machines, Allah Ta'ala had sent over 124,000 Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. And the last, the august master, the king of them all, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, came, and every Nabi did untiring efforts to teach his people the details of the commands of Allah Ta'ala, to call them towards the commands of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, only 23 years of Nabuwat, out of which 13 years in Makkah Sharif, which was under persecution, under difficulty and hardship, to teach the Quran Sharif really only in 10 years of Medina Sharif. In that little while to teach the whole of Deen, what a miracle, isn't that? And then what justice did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do to it, that when he asked, هَلْ بَلَّغْتُ الرِّسَالَةِ, this message have I conveyed it? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in one voice said, قَدْ بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَةِ وَأَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَةِ وَنَصَحْتَ الْأُمَّةِ وَكَشَفْتَ الْغُمَّةِ. Every detail, just think, a person can't become really an alim in 10 years, starting from alif, ba, ta, tha, everything going through, and any alim, even if he has the least sincerity, he will admit, what do I know, sir? What did I study? Even the kitabs, your person writes an examination on Bukhari Sharif, for example, on Hidayah, there may be 5 questions, and you are asked to answer 3 questions. That 5 questions, how much does it cover of the kitab? What little bit doesn't it cover? And you only have to answer 3 questions. And of the three questions, if you just get it half right, you pass. So what really are you tested on? What did you really acquire? But for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach the whole of deen, and to teach it in such a way that it became a basis till the day of Qiyamah, what a miracle it was. So these are the things that if we can see and appreciate, what a life. So the Quran Sharif is that kitab which is the instruction book, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that engineer sent by Allah Ta'ala in order to guide us all towards a perfect life. Now all your troubleshooting also has come, that if you have this problem you will do this. Your details from the time a child is born right through his whole life till mort, everything from morning till night, every detail, what kitabs haven't the ulama written just of the duas from morning to night, of the various things. Now a separate kitabs that when a child is born, what must be done, how the child, the tarbiyat, the upbringing of the child, the education of the child, how lot is written. All this is from the teachings of the Quran Sharif and the Hadith Sharif. So this is that kitab, that it is an instruction book. But if a person doesn't take it as an instruction book, he doesn't care to learn what the Quran Sharif teaches, he has made it his object in life. If your instruction book is in some other language, it's in Chinese, and you don't know now how to use, you'll look for some Chinese person. You'll try and get the translation from somewhere to understand it. So if we don't understand the Quran Sharif, what effort are we making to understand what is the message? That is also an important aspect. We are not ulama, but to have the desire, or at least a few of the surahs, at least that our namaz, we know what we are reading in our namaz. At least our duas that we are making, what duas are we making? These things are all important, and we should have that endeavor, that desire to learn these things. But ask ourselves, a small thing of dunya, we will want to know all the details. We will want to know all the particulars about it. But our deen, unfortunately, we have a don't care attitude, that we haven't got time for our deen. And the deen is our whole life in this world, the life in the qabr, on the day of Qiyamah, and forever in Jannah. That is what our deen, and dunya, that thing what you are, that one gadget of yours, you know that it's not for long. It won't even work after 3-4 years or so. But how much don't we pay and have attention? So this Quran Sharif which Allah has given us, it's a great ni'mat. It is our guiding book. And it, besides our iman, that is of course for us, it's a kitab of barakat that is on its place. And it is not only for barakat. Barakat is there. It's a kitab of rahmat. It's a kitab of barakat. But the main, it is a kitab of guidance that guides us. But how much do we take guidance from it? And the Quran Sharif, to know the details, that is the work of the ulama. But just to understand it, or just to look at the translation, a proper translation, that also inspires. And thousands, if not millions of non-Muslims became Muslims just by one ayat of the Quran Sharif. The teaching of the Quran, even the translation, the anwar, the noor of the Quran Sharif is completely different from the noor of the Hadith Sharif. Ask a hafiz where there are so many mutashabihat, that he makes out immediately that this is this ayat, when he went off, no, I'm gone wrong here. Immediately he realizes that noor of that ayat for that surat is different, and he can make it out. And he, that now I'm gone off here. I have to get back again, and I have to get back to the right place again. That ayat only fits in its place where it is. It doesn't fit. And if you just at the end of the ayat read one wrong word, then you go off somewhere else again. So this is the Quran Sharif. And if a person tries and pass off hadith like Quran Sharif, he won't succeed. And a person tries and make his own words like hadith, he won't succeed in that. Everything, the anwarat of everything is completely different. So this kitab, which is filled with all this noor, that also we get. The barakat also, the rahmat also. And the main thing is the hidayat that we must get from the Quran Sharif. Shaykh ul Hind rahmatullah Ali, when he was kept in prison in Malta by the British, when he came back, two things he said. He said that my stay in Malta for so many years and in prison. Then when he came back, he said that I contemplated very deeply while I was in prison, and I realized the downfall of the Muslim is on account of two things, and the upliftment of the Muslim is on account of remedying these two things. Everyone, great ulama, came to meet him when he landed. And as he landed at Bombay, the first bayan that he made, this is what he said. All wanted to know, such a great sheikh, when he had this time in seclusion and he contemplated so deeply, what is it that he is going to say? The first thing he said, our attachment with the Quran Sharif. Today, as far as tilawat is concerned, we are so weak in it. As far as iman on the Quran Sharif, today we give so much of preference on other things. For example, the Muslim personal law, which have made their own laws in so many things. And how many good people give preference to that compared to the teachings of the Quran Sharif. Where the Quran Sharif has made permissible, for example, that the Quran Sharif said, you can marry four wives. The Muslim personal law say you can only marry one wife. And then again, that if you have to take permission, and if you marry a second wife, you'll be fined for so much, etc. But how many people giving preference to that, which is totally contrary to the Quran Sharif? So the Quran Sharif and the teachings of the Quran Sharif, our full yaqeen is not on there. Business principles. The Quran has made the one time when I was doing the tafsir in the Jami Masjid, and we came to the fourth supara, and then I announced the day before when we came to that ayat that now from tomorrow Islam's business policy will be discussed, which is a total successful policy. So the brothers came with tape recorders to tape that something very big is going to be spoken. But what is the basis of Islam's business policy? Interest is haram. That is the la ta'akulu riba. That is the whole basis of Islam. But it didn't make sense to all, many of them, that what business policy is this? How can it work in this time? But that is the policy of Islam. And if we follow and adopt that we cut out interest in, and today interest has been given so many different names. By giving it different names, it can never be justified. No matter what we try and call it and how we try and cover it up, but interest is interest. And the best, what I found in the air, is Mufti Saeed Palanpuri, Damat Barakatum, was the Shaykh al-Hadith of Darul Ulum Dioban. When he came to South Africa and they asked him questions that if you do this type of transaction, this Islamic banking, this type, so he said, just close that chapter. When the banking, the very foundation of banking, whether it's Islamic banking or any banking, is interest. So don't speak to me further. It is there is no question of it. Whether you try and make a transaction in this way or transaction in that way, when it is through the bank, then it is haram. Their basis, their life, their blood, the blood that flows in a bank is interest. Without that, they cannot live. The whole thing is on interest. So, and Islam has made interest haram. Right from the root, Islam has made interest haram. So, all these teachings in all our matters, so the Quran, and today, how much of yaqeen have we got on the Quran Sharif? So it is necessary that we correct our yaqeen. This is the kitab of Allah for our guidance. And we have to accept the kitab as it is and not read our interpretations and our meanings into the Quran Sharif. That also very sadly is becoming common. Everyone his own views into the Quran Sharif. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. And then the next, what great quality? وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. It is a cure for the diseases which are in the heart. It is a cure. And this outward diseases, that comes right down, low in the list. Right on the top of the list is the diseases of the heart, the spiritual diseases. And today, doctors have found and they accept that all physical diseases are due to a emotional condition, they call, which is a spiritual condition. For example, you have got anger in you. So that will cause your high blood to go high. And that will cause now your sugar levels to go high. Tension, pressure. When you are under tension and pressure, that will cause your sugar levels to go up. That will cause your blood level to go up. And all these, what you call emotional, your anger, your pressure, they are all spiritual things. A person who believes in Allah and his trust is on Allah, the world can turn around, but he'll say, "My Allah is wahdahu la sharik." He will see, no matter what conditions come on you, if you have Allah, not only in name you believe in Allah, which Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali says, he said that, tere maanne wale sari dunya, tere jaanne wale koi nahi magar do char. The whole world believes in Allah. Even a Christian, if you ask him, even a Jew, and in a atheist also believes in Allah. Under the cross-examination of the Quran, which lawyer can cross-examine like the Quran Sharif cross-examines? Eh? You can have the best QC, you can have the best lawyer, but how the Quran, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتُمْ, you ask them this, you ask, لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. They might call it nature, they might call it something else, but they have to admit in the existence of Allah. So the whole world does believe in Allah, but what is required? Tere janne wale, to know Allah Ta'ala. Who is Allah? And then after knowing Him, to have a personal relationship with Allah. Allah must be in our lives. Today Allah is not in our masjids. And in the masjid, Allah is not in our namaz. Allah is not in our dua. While we are making dua, we're playing with the beard here, we're looking around, we see a friend, he's also in dua, we wink our eye to him, we smile to him. That's a deep connection to Allah, with Allah Ta'ala. But we haven't got that connection. Even in dua, we haven't got. So we are in all these things, outward form. And that also has got value. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali explained that in deen, even the outward words have got so much value. For example, as far as dunya is concerned, a person, if he says that a bullet can kill a lion, and he just says the word bullet, 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 what lion? And the lion is coming to him, and he's reading loudly, bullet, bullet, bullet. That nothing is going to happen to that lion. You have to use it in the gun, you have to, in everything else, in order it has to be. Your target must be right. But in Quran Sharif, the word shaitan, in Quran Sharif, 50 sawabs. Because for every letter of the Quran Sharif you read, you get 10 sawabs. Eh? And if you read it with wuzu, 25 sawabs. You read it in namaz, it's even more. So even words like Fir'aun, Haman, Qarun, these words also have value when they are read as Quran, when they are part of the Quran Sharif. Like that it hasn't got value, but the Quran Sharif. So even the mere words have got value. Our iman to that extent is acceptable by Allah. If a person doesn't know La ilaha illallah, he doesn't know what is being a Muslim. A person only believes, I believe how so and so believes. And that person's beliefs are correct, this person's work will also be done. So much it, but that is not all what is in deen. Deen is much, much more. Not only words, not only wazifas, not only zikr, but the meaning also. And then that meaning, not only knowing the meaning, which ulama know very much in detail, but that be in your life. It is part of your life. That is deen. Ilm, ulama acquire ilm, but by acquiring ilm, there are many Jews who have got much more better knowledge than us about deen. What kitabs they haven't written. Dictionaries of Arabic which they have written. What things haven't they written, Christians, Jews, but they're not even Muslims. Then our iman must be on that. Then that must be part of our life. To give a lecture on anger, for example. A person can give a beautiful, wonderful lecture, but his own, when he comes out from the masjid and somebody has to tell him, you spoke a whole lot of rubbish. Eh? And then see his anger. He spoke all on the control of anger. And somebody just says to told him, you were speaking rubbish there. Now, if he had control, then this was our buzurg. Allahu Akbar. Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali was teaching Bukhari Sharif, his student, not somebody from outside, a student who is in the final year, writes a little note, students write their questions. He writes a note and he says that you are an illegitimate child, you're an harami. What were things he had written in that? He was cool and calm. He completed the sabak. He said, this one question has come, the center. There were three things written. In here it's written. So he says that the witnesses to my parents' marriage are still alive till today. That my parents did get married to one another. And therefore, that is proof that I'm not. The same thing with Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. How many of our buzurgs? So that is when deen is in you. Not just that you can have got the knowledge of deen. The knowledge of deen and deen are two separate things. Ilmud deen. The students all know that this is a izafi tarkib, the genitive case, which possession is shown. And in that, in Arabic, it's clarified that the two things are not the same. They are different. So ilm is different and deen is different. And also, as far as muzaf ilay is concerned, izafi tarkib, the muzaf is the immediate object what you need. But the actual object is the muzaf ilay. So in ilm ud-deen, the first thing you require is ilm. But the actual thing you have to get to is to deen. Ilm must take you to deen. And what is deen? Deen is that actually you're living that thing. It is within you. To give a lecture on iman, that is one thing. But to have iman, that is a separate thing. How many of our satis, we speak so much that only Allah does. Only Allah is the doer. After that whole bayan, you see he's gone to some amil. Because the alim amil does things. Now he's involved in jadu and in ta'weez all the time. If Allah alone was the doer, what you need an amil for? And what you need all ta'weezat for? And all these things. When your yaqeen is Allah is the doer. And Allah alone is the doer. So that is so. The reality has to come into us. So anyway, Allah has sent this kitab, which is قَجَّادْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. It is a cure for the diseases of the heart. A person who is saved from kufr, shirk, and his yaqeen is on Allah, Allahu Akbar. That person won't be influenced by jadu stories and all that. Otherwise, you just find something in your garden, finish. And then the way it affects you, and now you're running after amils and that. But if your yaqeen is on Allah, whatever it was that was thrown in your garden will have no effect on you. So that yaqeen on Allah, that is important. The sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When that yaqeen is in the heart, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا. And خُذُوا, hold stiff onto it. Which came in the hadith, أَضُّ عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِزِ. What your teeth at the back, not just your front teeth, it can get pulled out. What your teeth at the back, hold firm onto the sunnat. This is how we have to hold on to sunnat. But just see our lives. One time, when there was an ijtima, international ijtima, Hadraji all had come. Then the last program was in Newtown, in Johannesburg. And Maulana Saeed Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was also with. One person, brother of Newtown, invited Maulana Saeed Khan Sahib for breakfast. So, and he became very free. He was very personal and free with Maulana Saeed Khan Sahib. So Maulana told him, I won't come to your house. So he says, I'm inviting you, you're not coming. So he says, you're not inviting me for breakfast. I'm inviting you for breakfast. He says, you're inviting me for barakat in your house. So he says, yes, that is true. That is what I want, barakat. You're such a great buzurg. You're such a great person. So he says that barakat by my coming is not going to come in your house. When your house is 99% on Western style, everything by how the house is, the furniture, the setup of the house, you can't make out it's a Muslim house. Besides, there's some frames that are hung there. And Ayatul Kursi is hung on top of the TV. And Asmaul Husna is hung on top of the TV. And where the mixture of this comes, that is where all our jadu comes. When we mix this righteous things with all this here. Ask any person, when we were at school,
we were doing an experiment in science in the laboratory, and one of the students mixed the wrong chemical, and there was an explosion, and the students got hurt in that explosion. So when we mix the wrong chemicals, what an explosion takes place. A spiritual explosion takes place when we mix the wrong chemicals. So when you mix Ayatul Kursi with TV, with haram, that what is Allahu Akbar, the greatest ayat of the Quran, with the filthiest, dirtiest thing, you mix it. Asma'ul Husna, and they are hanging so beautifully on top of the TV. And when the TV is on, a naked woman is there. And if you are watching filthy videos on the TV, all that, and on top of it, Asma'ul Husna. So this is our condition. So Maha Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali told that you take out all those things from your house, then see, the barakat will come. If no buzur comes also to your house, there will be barakat. Now if a buzur comes, nurun ala nur, there will be more barakat. But when we have got sunnah, so look at our lifestyle, in our dressing, our weddings, our bringing up of our, the education of our children, what aspect of Islam is in there. The children, as we had mentioned, that today it is so common that when a child is born, right from the beginning, we'll put a dress like a Jew or Christian clothing on the child, and nobody will have objection. But put a kurta on the child who's 2 days old, 3 days old, and even the pious, the granny and the grandfather, who are so pious people, from now already you're putting kurta. But nobody will say, from now you're putting Christian dress, from now you're putting Jewish clothing, Western clothing. Nobody will have an objection. But Islamic dress, and let that little child of 2-3 years, and mashallah, there are such mothers now, they put a burqa, they put a scarf on that little child, but then everyone has got a problem with that. From now you're making her look like an old lady, but when you want to bring her according to deen, then there is no problem with that. So so we have to correct ourselves, that shifa, that it is a cure. When we have got the true iman on the Quran Sharif, this true lifestyle will come into us. And then this ways of the non-believers, and we have been warned so seriously of following the non-believers. The Quran Sharif says, Mawlana Ali Mia Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, his whole bayan on this, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Do not even incline. The tafsir, generally the mufassirin make of tarkanu, al-mailul yasir, a slight inclination. Don't even have a slight inclination to the wrongdoers. And Maulana Ali Mia explained that from your heart also don't incline. Forget your practice that you incline to them, and that you promote their lifestyle, and you promote all their things. That is very, very far. That you don't even have an inclination from your heart towards the way of life. And this is such a serious matter. Dr. Hamidullah, he was a doctor from Hyderabad in India, and he spent his life in Paris. And he's the first person who brought Islam to Europe. At that time in UK also, the Muslims were still not there when he was in Paris. And he did a lot of work of deen, and he converted a lot of people. While he was there, a young French girl also accepted Islam. She passed away. They buried her there in France. He happened to go for Hajj or Umrah. When he was in Medina Sharif, there was a janaza, and he attended the janaza also. And in Medina Sharif, in Jannatul Baqi, till now, about every 6 months they rebury in the same grave, because so many people pass away. So when they opened that grave, they found that body was intact. And when a body is intact, then they close that grave, put a sign on it, note it, they don't open that grave again. But the other bodies which are not intact, they just move the bones to the side and they rebury in that same grave again. When they open the grave, to his utter amazement, that girl that was who died in Paris, he saw it was her body, 100% intact. And where is Paris? And where is Jannatul Baqi? In Medina Sharif. And there was an alim that when he went back there, so he was surprised, he was astonished that a girl that had passed away here, and she is there in Medina Sharif. So with police permission, etc., he had that grave dug up there. And a person, a learned person, who died in Medina Sharif, and his janaza namaz was made in Masjid-e-Nabawi. He was buried in Jannatul Baqi. When they opened the grave in Paris, his body was there in Paris. So a person who died here, so the outward things, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mahal Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, this where you bury and all that, the outward things, what's happening there, that's a different department. That is more important. So when that alim, who that person, learned person, who whose body was buried in Jannatul Baqi and transferred to Paris. So then he went and inquired from the house, the wife of this person. What did she say? That he was a very good person, religious person, and he did lot of work of deen. However, one thing he used to say, when husband and wife meet, cohabit, when they are intimate, and after that to take a bath, ghusl is compulsory. At that time he should say, Christian religion is better in this aspect than our religion. That in them you don't have to bath after you cohabit. Because of that, his body got to, you like the Christians their way? You get transferred there. How many cases of people? One person in Medina Sharif told that the sour milk is very sour here. Immediately that night, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam reprimanded him, if the sour milk of Medina is too sour, go to where you can get better sour milk. We don't need you here. So the inclination towards these things here. So this is a very serious matter. And today, forget inclination. We fully for it, and we promote it, and we encourage it in our families. A lifestyle which is contrary to Islamic lifestyle. So this is shifa lima fi sudur. So if the heart is cured of all these diseases, spiritual diseases, then your physical diseases will also go away. And the doctors maintain that it is controlled by the brain, the mental. And the mental condition is controlled by emotional conditions. What a person's emotional conditions are. So the Quran Sharif gives you the cure from the root. And if a person, the stronger his connection with Allah, that person becomes very, very strong in every matter. So these are the things that we have to develop. Today, commonly, Muslims would like to rule the world. Everyone wants the Muslims to rule the world. But we can't rule our own body. Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, Da'amat Barakatum, gives a very beautiful example in this field. He says that, especially in Pakistan, many places, people take out protest, marches, etc. We bring Islamic law in Pakistan. Pakistan was made on the name of Islam. It was made on the basis of La ilaha illallah. Bring Islamic law, etc. So he says, no problem with that, well and good. But you first bring Islam within you. You want to bring Islam in the whole country. Your body is like one whole country. And just like there are so many provinces in a country, you got the province of your eyes, the province of your tongue, the province of your ears, your hands, legs, all these are different provinces. And you are the president, prime minister of this body, without any election, and lifelong president. And you're not going, there's no other voting and going to take place. You're lifelong president, and you got no opposition also. And without opposition, you can't bring Islamic law. When Mufti Mahmood Sahib of Pakistan, Rahmatullah Ali, when he was the president of Pakistan for a short while, and the people then insisted that he bring Islam one shot. He says, I give instructions, but the whole bureaucracy at the bottom, they don't practice, they don't follow those instructions. And he says, you got no opposition. You got no bureaucracy. You are in control of your eyes. Why don't you bring Islam in the province of your eyes? Why don't you bring Islam in the province of your tongue? Every individual, you are so keen and such a lover of Islam. Bring Islam in your own life. This we don't do. How many of us are such? We get these complaints regularly. We don't make our namazes, but we are forcing namazes on the children, which is in that aspect good. But if we set the example, how many wrong things we do? The children see we not going for fajr. The children see we are fast asleep, and we are fighting with them and shouting them that they don't make fajr. We have to first do it ourselves. Then it will come into the family, it will come into the children. So this the shifa, Quran Sharif, if we read, and Quran, one of the miracles of the Quran, of the millions of miracles of the Quran Sharif, that without understanding a person also reads, the teachings of the Quran will come into his life. And our old people, it was very common. They were not learned at all. But when they, because of the reading of the Quran Sharif, they said that my word is my iman. When they made a deal with somebody, then what I gave my word, it's finished. I'll stick to that word of mine. No matter what better lucrative offers come after that, but I gave my word. But today, with so much of knowledge, and knowledge is not to find loopholes. Today, our knowledge, like many young alims, especially alimas, everything, the knowledge is to find loopholes everywhere, to suit ourselves. The knowledge is not for that. Knowledge is to practice upon, to encourage you, to spur you on, to do more work of deen, not to find loopholes everywhere. A lawyer, by knowing the law, doesn't mean that he knows the loopholes now, he starts getting involved in illegal things and using the loopholes everywhere. So the knowledge is not to find loopholes. Knowledge is to spur us on practicing upon deen. So this Quran Sharif, shifa'ul lima fi sudur, it is the cure for all the ailments of the heart. And this really are the spiritual ailments, and they govern everything. So Muslims want to rule the world, but we ourselves, we haven't got that istidad. Where are we going to rule the world? First, Islam, and the Quran Sharif, one of the miracles of the Quran, just by reading without understanding also, it will bring the practice of the Quran Sharif into our lives. But ask ourselves, how much are we reading Quran Sharif? In Ramzan, out of Ramzan, how much do we read Quran Sharif? Quran Sharif, the dua which is after recitation of Quran, Ana al-Layl wa Ana al-Nahar, which really means all the time. And the time is not gone very far, when every masjid throughout the year, there were people who should sit and read Quran Sharif. After Fajr, in the Quran al-Fajri kana mashhuda, it was famous in the masajid before Fajr, after Fajr, people are all reading Quran. But see, today after Fajr, if you find one or two persons, you are very lucky. Before Fajr, if you find one or two persons, you are very lucky. Otherwise, the Quran Sharif, if it's not read in the masjids, then in the homes and in the businesses. Whereas, my one uncle, Allah grant him Jannat, all the marhumeen, like that, he was not particularly pious. But every day, he should go half an hour, three quarter hour before to his shop. And before he opens the doors for the customers, he would read his one Quran, one Supara every day. According to the Islamic date, and in the, he should make his khatam every Islamic month in that way. But today, in the way is the Quran Sharif recited. So the Quran Sharif, the mere recitation, and that is not sufficient. That is very good. It is required. But we should try and understand the meaning also of the Quran Sharif. We should go further and then propagate the Quran Sharif also. So it is shifa'ul lima fi sudur wa hudan, and it is hidayat. Through and through hidayat. How many of us, our conviction is that the Quran Sharif gives me complete guidance? And how many of us, we see guidance from other sources and other places? Till our yaqeen doesn't come that the Quran Sharif is one, not 100,000%. This is the kitab of guidance. And we have to understand it, and we have to learn how to apply it in our lives. وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةً and rahmat. Allahu Akbar. And this, there is so much detail. What is rahmat? That the Quran Sharif is rahmat from Allah Ta'ala. وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. At the beginning of the ayat, Allah addressed, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. And here Allah says, لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is for all of mankind. But who will benefit, and for who will it be hudan and وَرَحْمَةً? For those who have got iman on the kitab. So our iman has to be correct. Our conviction that this is a 100% kitab of hidayat. And it is a kitab of rahmat for us. وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And all this, if we do acquire it and we reach that stage, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ. It is only by Allah's fazal, not my intelligence, not my know-how, or my effort, or my sacrifices. Only بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ. فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. And this is what we should be showing our happiness. In another ayat Allah says, لَا تَفْرَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. Don't be arrogant. Allah doesn't like those who are arrogant. The same word, yeah, Allah says, فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Be happy. That is, make shukr to Allah for this. When we realize it as a ni'mat, then we will make shukr. But today we hardly take it as a ni'mat. We hardly got time to touch the Quran Sharif. We hardly got time to open it, read it. We hardly got time to learn one ayat of the Quran. Forget one surah of the Quran. So how will we know, how will we then enjoy it and we celebrate the great things which are in the Quran Sharif? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever he should complete a recitation of the Quran Sharif, Nazara looking inside. And that wasn't once a month or once a week. They used to read a lot of Quran. He should slaughter a camel and distribute the meat. That Allah gave me tawfiq to make khatam of a Quran Sharif. Today when we make khatam of Quran Sharif, it's just nothing. Hardly our du'as we make properly. That we one khatam just start with the next khatam. Those who do make khatam and who are, so to say, pious and who read Quran. Others who don't read also. So it's an occasion to appreciate the ni'mat. فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. The Quran Sharif is better than all those things which the هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. The whole world, what they can gather, material things. The Quran Sharif is a greater ni'mat. So may Allah put in our hearts that what a Quran, what a kitab Allah has given us, and to make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Here in the Khanqah we try that 24-hour around the clock that somebody be reading Quran Sharif. We should try and apply ourselves and attach ourselves to for life. Make this promise to Allah here in the masjid that we have made a bond, a strong bond with Quran Sharif, and we won't. There is Hablullah, the rope of Allah, and we'll hold firmly to it, recite it every day, and all the other taqazas and demands of the Quran, we will fulfill all those demands. So it is, the month is auspicious. And then the Quran Sharif, Allah has given us the greatest kitab. No engineering kitab, medical kitab, nothing can be what the Quran Sharif is. But it is for lil mu'mineen, not for other people. May Allah let us appreciate this and make our attachment with Quran Sharif, inshallah.